Hello and welcome back to the MRX Lab podcast, brought to you by FlexMR, where we investigate and explore topics on the fringes of market research. I'm your host, Chris Martin, and today we're going to be talking about project management techniques that are not agile. Developed in the 1990s by software engineers, agile project management has grown to influence a huge breadth of industries, organizations, and markets. Its popularity among market research professionals really took off around the 2010s, to the point where it's evolved into a standard part of our daily lexicon. In fact, there are two divergent schools of thought on what agile research means, and neither are particularly interested in its project management roots. To some, agile research is a form of data gathering and analysis that is faster, more efficient, and more nimble than traditional methodologies, while to others it involves an iterative way of working that emphasizes cycles of incremental data. But it's not just the definitions of agile I want to discuss today, nor even its merits. Suffice to say, as with most things in life, there are merits and there are drawbacks. Instead, I think it's worth looking back at the project management techniques that never received such widespread acknowledgement in our industry and asking what can be learned from them. There's three in particular I want to focus on today: Waterfall, Lean, and Six Sigma. Let's start with the basics, the oldest of all management philosophies, Waterfall. Waterfall was born out of the manufacturing process and first applied to software development, which is a breeding ground for other industries, in about the 1970s. The methodology is deliberately sequential and linear. It requires a clear scope and focuses on taking projects one step at a time. Typically, these steps would be conception, initiation, analysis, design, construction, testing, implementation, and finally maintenance. Only when one stage is finished does the next begin. It's easy looking back to identify the problem that Agile was created to solve. It's a slow process. It's more concerned with delivering static, tangible outputs at each stage over speed. But this is also its advantage. A waterfall process is easy to understand, simple to measure, and it is fantastic for managing simple projects where the scope is unlikely to change. Although it's often regarded with disdain due to its lack of efficiency and dull sequencing, it is important not to underestimate how valuable these qualities can be, leading often to more predictable timescales and results than alternatives like Agile can offer. Prince 2 is perhaps the most famous child of Waterfall Principles, developed by the UK government as an acronym of Projects in Controlled Environments. It's a process-oriented system that emphasizes the need for justification in decision-making. In contrast, let's take a look at Lean, described by some as the forebearer of Agile, and to others as a more extreme version of the philosophy. The core purpose of lean methodologies is to reduce as much waste as possible. Even in agile circumstances, an end product is delivered once complete. Lean takes a different approach, focusing on an MVP that is delivered at a much earlier stage and working from there. The MVP, or minimum viable product, is a small subset of the final product that forms the least required for it to be usable. In product and software development, this means that the end result hits the market sooner and is delivered sooner, allowing for consumer feedback to help the eventual direction. Obviously, the key advantages of this approach include minimal resources and the focus on the immediate, not far future. However, the major challenge arises from that same focus on the immediate future, which can detract from long-term goals and planning. Ultimately, lean management is best for small projects that involve a tight-knit team and where there are strong resource constraints, but there is still the need for some degree of insight. It is, in research, the embodiment of talking to a few people is better than talking to none. That just leaves Six Sigma to discuss. Well, not quite. Depending on your definition of project management methodologies, you might also want to explore Scrum, Kanban, XP, PMBOK, and more. But most of these are refinements on our previously discussed principles. So Six Sigma, what is it and why is it different? In short, it's a set of six principles that aim to improve business processes and reduce errors through a rigorous focus on statistical significance. The goal of Six Sigma is a defect-free process. The Sigma level indicates the extent to which organizations comply with a defect-free process. Achieving a Six Sigma level literally means you only make a mistake 3.4 times out of a million. Most firms operate at a Sigma level of 2 or 3. The process posits that any problem can be solved through a 5-stage cycle of define, control, improve, analyze, and measure. Some practitioners also factor in inputs and outputs, represented as stages of recognition and realization, respectively. For researchers, this process should strike a similar chord that resonates with the research we conduct. Six Sigma, however, offers a framework for looking at the processes through which we conduct this research, identifying areas of challenge and developing maintainable solutions. And another interesting idea that can be borrowed from Six Sigma is the hierarchical language around the roles involved in process implementation. The language of champions, black belts, and green belts breaks individuals out of operational and siloed roles, moving into a meta-level role of responsibility that isn't necessarily related to their day-to-day function. However, it's also worth noting the drawbacks of this method. Critics often cite a lack of originality, describing Six Sigma as little more than a basic improvement on quality control functions. It also overemphasizes the role of existing processes, leaving little room for creative solution development, and struggles in especially complex environments. I realize that we've covered a lot of ground today in a short time, but if there is only one learning I hope you take away from the last 8 to 10 minutes, it's this. Agile research does have a place in market research, but by focusing solely on that practice, we overlook a huge amount of knowledge that can be borrowed from wider project management philosophies. We leave this on the table to our own detriment. That brings me to the end of today's episode. I want to thank you for tuning in to the MRX Lab podcast. Remember, you can subscribe to be notified when we publish new episodes on your favourite podcasting service, and you can check out our show notes at www.fletsmr.net. Just head over to the Resource Centre and choose Podcast from the drop-down menu. While we are out of time today, I will see you next time, where we'll be talking about broader philosophy. We'll look at different philosophic principles, how they apply, and how they shape our views of market research, as well as how we look at market research and insight's role in society. I look forward to seeing you there.